Message number 703. This life will in the blink of an eye pass into a new life, a new renewed paradise. Tuesday, February 12, 2013 at 02:19 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, so many people in the world are unaware of their spirituality. So caught up in matters concerning their daily lives, their jobs, their role as parents, their struggle to pass exams and to educate themselves, that they forget about their lives after their time on earth comes to an end. It is only right that they do the best they can in matters of responsibility to feed and clothe themselves, but when they neglect their spiritual well-being, they are denying themselves the greatest gifts which await them. Many forget that my father can take life at any time. If souls are not prepared, they will suffer regret and may not enter heaven at the time when they pass from this life to the next. It is difficult for those who lead busy lives to consider what happens when this time accorded to them by God comes to an end. For many, they view death as frightening and not something they wish to think about. And so they reject me, their Jesus, their path to my Father's kingdom. I, Jesus Christ, am the only way to avail of eternal life, a life unknown to you. I wish to tell you that there is a wonderful life for all of God's children waiting for them. This life is important because it is how you live the life which is given to you on earth which will determine your future. You must never think of death as the end. Instead, think of it as the beginning of a new and wonderful life. The time you spend on earth is a trial. It is a test, and in many ways is an exile. Born sinners, you will also die as sinners. But it will be those sinners who love one another, who treat others with love and respect, and who live their lives in my image, who have much to look forward to. Because of my great compassion for all of God's children, I make great exceptions for souls who wander lost and confused. I pursue souls who do not want anything to do with me, and I stir their hearts so that they feel compassion for others. Many do not realize how I work within their hearts, but I do this to entice them towards me. For every soul who calls to me, even if they are unsure of my existence, I come running. I respond instantly and hear all intentions. I am a loving God. I am not easily roused by anger. I am patient. I am expectant. I am loyal. I am all-merciful. I am waiting for all souls to recognize my call, for soon they will be in little doubt as to whose voice they hear beckoning them to feel God's love. This life will in the blink of an eye pass into a new life, a new renewed paradise. While this time on earth may be full of trials, pressures, stress, ups and downs, it cannot compare with the peace and glory of the life which awaits all those who love me. Your Jesus.